Hello.
Are you there?
I am here. I'm here and I'm queer.
I'm here and I'm queer.
I got to speak up a little bit, though. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, my God.
I know, I'm awful.
All right, what's going on, you fucking cuck? Here again with an episode of The 6-6 Host. I'm Big Maddie the Fatty, and connected with me today is...
It's your boy Pickle.
It's the boy Pickle. So we have not done an episode in, what, like...
2 months?
Like a month and a half?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, our episodes just don't upload, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, we tried to do the one...
Try to do three, and then none of them uploaded.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fuck us, right? But, so...
One of them, we had a... Well, two of them, we had two-parters. They didn't upload, of course. Why would they? No. Well, I think half of one uploaded. I think we ended up deleting that, though.
Why the fuck would it work out the way we want it to?
And then the other one... we just had a one-parter because I was still working at that godforsaken convenience store.
Yes. So, yeah. So, nobody knows. Me and the Pickle now live on sides of the state. which is kind of why we have not been able to do this, and our work schedules do not line up very well.
I'm straight, they don't. I work second shift now, which isn't too bad. I mean, I get a 5% pay raise.
So what? Whatever. What time do you start?
2:30.
So basically,
10:30.
Yeah. So basically, like when I leave work, you've been at work for 20 or 30 minutes already.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I go from. Well, this week we'll be going from, we're doing 7 o'clock starts from now on, so we're going 7 to 3:30. So by the time I leave, you'll have already been at work for an hour, and then you're at work until 10:30, but I'm in bed by like 9.
Yeah. Well, then it takes me like 20 minutes to get home.
That ain't too bad, though.
No, it's not too bad.
My drive...
It's so hard to get out of that parking lot, though. No one knows how to drive. It takes me 13 minutes to get out of the parking lot.
A drive to work is about 10 minutes. So,
depending on traffic, or?
No, there's, like, never traffic.
Oh, must be nice.
Because by the time I hit 435... As soon as I get on 4035, I get off like a couple hundred feet more. So, like,
must be nice.
It is. It is pretty great.
Yeah, I have to. Well, like my first week of working second shift, I had to. When I got off, I had to take Highway A to Pierce by the Union Hall. And then hop on to 64 to Old 94 to get to my house because fucking they started doing construction at night on my exit ramp off of 70 to get on the Old 94.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, off of 70 to Old 64.
Yeah.
I had to take a 5-minute detour. It was awful.
That's obnoxious. Hey, how far is it from Columbia to where you're at?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. The reason I ask is because I may be getting sent. Well, I want to go to Columbia to do this work. I guess I got a job starting in Mizzou, and one of the guys that I'm on the job with now is getting sent out there to run work, and I was like he told me, he's like, yeah, in a couple weeks I'm getting sent to Colombia. I was like, well, shit, I want to go to Colombia. Take me with you. He's like, if you want to go, I'll call boss man right now. And I was like, well, if you can get our foreman now to let me go, then I'll totally go.
Yeah.
But
I'll totally come to Colombia and have lunch with you.
I'm just saying, like, depending on how long I'm there, like, I could fucking come stay with you for a weekend or some shit. We can hang out.
Yeah. Because as it is right now, since I've started working, we've already had 3 breakdowns. 2 of them were during my week of orientation. Nice. It was my first day the first day was our first day of orientation, so we were in the classroom. Just doing our safety classes and, you know, our I-9s, W-2s, whatever. It took like fucking 8 hours because we had to listen to everyone talk, and then we talked with some of the union reps and stuff. And I guess in that time, they had a part on the line breakdown. It took more than 4 hours for them to fix it, so they sent everyone home. So we... And then I guess my last day of orientation, they had a malfunction in the paint shop with one of their sprayers or something. So that took like more than 4 hours to fix. So they sent everyone home. And then my first day by myself, which was a week after that, I was on the line dashboards that we put in our trucks and vans. And lightning hit one of our transformers and blew a transformer. Nice. So we had to wait on a new delivery on one of those. We stood around for like 5 hours doing nothing. And so they just sent us home. So we had a chance to make up our lost products, which was 366 products we needed to make up. So they're going to divide that between 2 days. We're just going to do 311 one day, 311 the next. In October, on Sundays, so we get double time. But they didn't get enough volunteers to work those days. So I volunteered to work November 6th, which we were supposed to be shut down anyways, which is election day, to make up for that. So we're going to make up 611 products between second and third shift. So we're hoping we get enough volunteers, but as it is right now, we'll be working Saturday, every Saturday until December.
I'm in the same fucking boat.
I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, like, if you still want to come up, I mean, if you came up later on a Saturday, like, if you showed up here around, like, I don't know, 9 or so, you know, you'll be waiting, like, 2 hours for me to get back, or you could meet me at the hookah lounge and I could just meet you there, which is only like a 20-minute drive. Well, not even 20 minutes, like 15 minutes. And they're open on Saturdays until about 1:30 or so.
In the morning? God damn. I mean, yeah, I could go there and until you got done, but I mean, I'd have to dick around for like 4 hours.
I mean, you could attempt to come into the plant, but I don't think you'll get past security.
Oh, I bet if I run them over, I would.
No, like, to get into the plant, our security is, like, these turnpikes, and they're huge. Like, and there's, like, no room to squeeze in between them, so, I mean, it's really hard to get in there without, you know, an access card or someone letting you in.
I'll just run into the building, and... You know, we'll just go. We'll go from there. I'll run into the security building.
Just run the final inspection. Just jack one of the trucks.
See, I mean, I'll figure it out as I go.
But for real though, there was talk in the body shop. We're taking the Colorado that we make.
Yeah.
We're taking the ZR2. We're taking out the V6 engine in it. And they're going to replace it with the 6.0 V8 Camaro ZL1 engine.
Why?
That fucking thing's gonna fly.
Why does anyone need that?
I mean, I'm thinking about just waiting and buying that.
Nobody needs that, though. That's the thing.
It's going to be a lightweight truck with over 600 horsepower.
You want a truck with a lot of power?
That's going to be diesel. All.
That's all you got to do, bud.
Because we have a Silverado right now. It's called the Banji. That's basically a race truck. And it just pulls. I think that's like 700 horsepower.
Yeah. Well, you know, I still...
But the body is also so heavy, it just doesn't move, you know? It's a Silverado, for Christ's sake. I still
wouldn't ever buy a Chevy truck, though. So, sorry, bud. You'll get no money from me, sir.
That's fine, as long as you're buying American.
Buying American.
You'll be supporting the union.
Hey, motherfucker, I've been telling you that for a couple years now, you fuck.
And that's what I've been doing. I've been looking at, you know, American-made cars, you know, but, you know, I'm going to have my little foreign race car in the garage. So I won't drive anymore.
You know what? You know what the fucking deal is, though? Fuck, Toyota is more made in America now than Ford and Chevy are.
Well, I know. Most of our product, well, our Silverados, most of them are made in Mexico. Yeah. Well, the parts and shit are made in Mexico and just assembled.
Yeah, here it's in all America. Assembled here, but more but, shit from Toyota is made in America than Ford and Chevy are.
Yeah. Our Colorados, they're assembled, well, not assembled, our parts and shit are shipped from... Taiwan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then assembled here. But, I mean, we also have a department here that if you get on with a skilled trade, you can make the parts from scratch here. But, I mean, I'm not about to do all that. I'm about to... Well, I'm waiting for the signs for the apprenticeship so I can get on as an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know they start out about $120,000 a year.
Shit.
And then I think after a few years, after your apprenticeship, you can make a little over $200,000.
Well, you got to work a lot to do that, though.
It'll be worth it.
Ugh, fuck that.
I mean, it'll only take about 10 years. This is an apprenticeship, it's about 5 years.
Damn. You should have just joined my union. You can fucking mow through your apprenticeship as fast as you can get it done.
But I wouldn't get all the discounts. you know, I like cars.
Would they be pissed at you if you bought a Ford?
No. Really? They only get pissed if you buy and bring a foreign car to there. We have two lots. We have lot 1 and lot 7 for foreign cars, and they are so far out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like a mile walk if you drive a foreign car. And if you try parking it in one of the lots that are for American or especially GM-made cars or trucks, oh, God, you get fined.
Well, I'd rather get fined than come out to see my fucking car beat to shit. That's what'll happen on one of our fucking job sites. If someone showed up in like fucking Kia or a Honda, and you better be worried because when you come back out to your car, that windshield might not be intact anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, very you should true. Never buy a Kia anyway.
Yeah, like with Kia and Hyundai, I don't like them. I don't like them at all. I'd rather drive a Volkswagen.
I mean, Kia is just a shittily made car.
It is indeed. My dad, he's a dumbass.
Yeah, he tell me something I don't.
Traded in his. He had a really, really nice Silverado 2500 HT diesel.
Yeah.
that he put like a bunch of like work into, make it like it was fast and loud. It was nice. And he traded it in for a 2018 Honda Accord.
What a dumb fuck.
I'm like, if you're coming up to the Union Hall Sunday, you better drive that Honda. You better drive your fucking Expedition. What's like a Suburban?
Yeah. Don't bring that bullshit up here, bud. Have your fucking.
At the Union Hall, they make you park your foreign cars on the side of the road.
I've never seen someone try to bring a foreign car to the fucking Union Hall. So I don't know.
Well, didn't you when you were driving your Toyota?
Yeah, but like I said, Toyota's more made in America than any of that shit. So Toyota, they'll let it slide. I know a lot of guys that drive Toyotas, and we'll let that slide because of how much is done here. But if you're in a fucking Honda or a fucking Hyundai or a fucking Kia or probably like even a fucking Nissan or something like that, like nobody, yeah, people aren't going to like you.
Yeah. I like Nissan. I can't hate on Nissan just because they make the 370Z, the 350Z, the GTR, and all the Nismos.
I mean, so everybody likes a Skyline, okay? But
oh, yeah, they do.
You can't fucking drive one.
And they also have the GTR R35, which is really nice, too.
Well, if you ever get one, keep it hidden away.
I can't afford one of those. I almost bought a Camaro the other day. Oh. The discount I got on it was so good. It was such a good discount. Like Chevy already, they put discount galore off their cars, off of MSRP. I think that they try and get around $6,000 off of MSRP for the dealer price. Mm-hmm. And then I get an additional $4,000 to $5,000 off. So I was getting about $10,000 or $11,000 off of a $30,000 car already.
Man, that's still money though.
Huh?
I said that's still so much money though.
About $20,000.
I know. Now if I could get
a Camaro.
If I get $10,000 or $11,000 off of an F-350, I mean, you know, I might go ahead and buy that so much.
Yeah, you'd have to work for Ford, though, to get that discount.
Yeah.
But, you know, I decided against Civic current events, so now I'm looking for a... I'm looking at some Cadillacs. I'm looking at some Buicks. I'm looking at a couple Chevys, you know. Somebody get my discount on.
Uh-huh. Gonna roll up in that fucking Caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna roll up in that fucking Caddy.
Or a GMC. I really like the GMCs.
We'll get a GMC.
Thinking about it.
You're talking about a truck, right? Not like
a fucking... It might be a crossover just because of gas mileage and safety.
Don't do it.
I mean, I would love to get a truck, but it's just so costly.
You don't even have any children yet, and you're already turning into a soccer mom.
Not yet, but in about 9 months, maybe, I'll have one.
I don't know if that's a joke or if you're for cereal.
Yeah, I'm being serious. You're the only person I've
told. Ooh. Well, now more people know.
No one I know listens. Well, none of my family listens to this, so it's not having...
Saint will know, but he ain't gonna say shit. Oh, my. God, you know, I tried getting him to do a couple episodes with me, and because like we'll be drinking and shit, and he'll be like, "Yeah, if you want to do an episode tomorrow, man, let's do it." Yeah, and then I'll text him the next day, like, "Hey, do you still want to do this?" "No, man, I'm too hungover." He's gonna hear this, and when he does, just need him to know that he's a bitch, and he's an extra bitch because he kicked my ass in fantasy this week.
How's that going for you?
I'm 0-2. That's how it's going.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, week one, I got fucked. Okay. LeSean McCoy had limited snaps, and Leonard Fournette left in the second quarter with a hamstring injury. So, I got, like, 7 points between the two of them. It was bad. Yeah, I lost to TJ, and then I lost to Saint. But old girl, you know, I'm running her team for her. She's winning this week.
2-0.
No, she lost last week because she played Smitty, and you know Smitty outscores fucking everybody.
Yeah.
But she's winning this week, so. So really, one of my teams is 0-2, and one of my teams is 1-1 because I'm running two of them, basically.
Yeah.
You want to know the names of them?
Sure.
My team, my number one team, is the Varsity Pedo Boys, and her team that I'm running as a backup are the JV Pedo Boys. It's fantastic. I decided that it was time to go away from the, make Smitty's team great again and grab Smitty's team by the pussy. I was like, you know what? I've had those names for these teams for 2 years. I need to figure out something else.
Yeah.
But I did change the league name from the Semen Demons to Smitty Blows 2K18. So
how's he doing? Is he kicking ass?
Yeah, he's doing all right. I hung out with him a couple times.
Yeah. I've been meaning to text them or call them or something.
Yeah, they had no idea that you were gone until I told them.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them forever. Last time I talked to Miss Smitty, it was back in March or something, I think.
Yeah. Man, I'm fucking tired. I'm tired and I'm broke down. I'm getting old.
Yeah, me too. I'm fucking sore as shit. This week was hell.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yesterday especially, because they moved me 4 different times on the same line. And I was like, please, pick me one place. I'm tired of this. In the last place they ended up putting me, oh my god, my hands are so sore because I had to put in windows and weather strips and screw in some fucking holders so that the windows wouldn't go down or fall out. So my hands are sore from that, and my fucking sides are killing me because there's so much turning and bending and shit, and I had to run up and down a ramp to try and get ahead of the line so I could sit on my phone for a little bit, which never happened. I was just running down the line and then running up a fucking ramp just to meet it back to where my phone was.
Thank you! Oh, goddamn. Well, not to brag, but I think I got you beat. You don't know how my week went?
How'd it go?
My week consisted of me doing very dangerous things that probably shouldn't be doing, but we had to do them that way because otherwise, you know, they're not going to get done at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, A, climb up, and this is the important part. Climb up wet scaffolding while it was raining, about 28 to 32 feet in the air, and take it down by hand.
Well,
from the top down. That fucking sucked.
Oh, I believe it.
And then,
luckily, I don't have to work in the rain.
Oh, I also got a big old fucking 16-foot long steel I-beam dropped on my hand by a new guy. That was awesome.
Who's the dumbass that did that?
I really thought about just slitting his throat.
Should have beat him with the beam.
Well, I can't very well pick up a 16-foot steel I-beam by myself. They're a little fucking heavy.
He's getting a crayon dropping on his head.
That's kind of what I was 30, 40 that's kind of what I was thinking about doing. Just, and I'm not going to drop it sideways. You know, I'm going to stand it up long ways, sort of like cut him in half too, you know. That'd nice. Be fucking awesome. No, but I was really pissed about it. I'm pretty sure I made him cry by screaming at him. But, you know, whatever. Hold on, I'm starting a timer here so I can cook me some food. Anyways, so along with that, you know, once we get the scaffold down, you know how we got to drop the lumber and then take pans and shit out?
Yeah.
So we're doing that with a good-sized diesel-powered scissor lift. It's probably about 4.5 feet wide, and when you got the cage fully extended, it was probably 12 feet long, I'm guessing. Sounds about, I mean, you know, we don't know the exact dimensions of it, but so you got to raise that all the way up from the ground. Mind you, half the week the ground was just mush. So the outriggers on that fucking thing are like burying themselves in the ground and they're not really help hold it steady at all.
Yeah.
So that motherfucker's rocking and swaying and shit. Half the time we'd have to put plywood on the rails of the scissor lift and sit underneath them as we were going up and coming down, and then when we're driving in and out, because like some of those pans are hanging on by a thread. Luckily, we did not have any of them drop on top of us. Because one of those pans falling from 30 feet is definitely enough to kill you. But here's the thing, is like the shit that was unsafe, we never got stopped, right? When we were doing shit, when we were able to do it a little safer, just because it was available to do it that way, that's when a lot of the safety people would stop us and tell us that they didn't like the way we were doing it. Mm-hmm. We're like, do you want us to go back to how we were doing it 2 days ago? Because that was way worse.
Right. Well, here's, let me set up this lightning rod real quick while we're all holding on to it.
Yeah. But, you know, most of those guys, they, you know, they went to college and got a degree and then got right in and never actually did any work in the field, so they don't fucking know their asses from holes in the ground.
Yeah.
Luckily, our head safety lady for our company has been in construction for 39 years, so she knows some shit, you know.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, my work boots blew out on me, finally. I only had those motherfuckers for about a year. So you know what I did? Went out and spent over $200 on a new pair. And I did not want to.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
But they're thorough goods. Made in America, bull.
Save your seats. That's a tax write-off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that shit, bud.
see here. I am signed up to go do a motorcycle safety course in October. So Dad's giving me all the stuff to do that. He's just not giving me the $240 to pay for the class.
Well, you know.
He's giving me $1,000 in gear that I would need to take the class. Well, I guess it kind of equals out.
Yeah. How's old girl? Is she still there with you, or did she go back?
She went back a couple weeks ago. Yeah. She's flying in on Wednesday, though, or Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Because forever ago, I bought tickets for her and me to go see the Cardinals versus the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming back for that, but I can't go to the game, so Grandma's taking her.
You gotta end up working.
I told her, as long as I get the hockey jersey from the game that they're giving out, I really don't care.
Right. Yeah. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
Are you guys in the running for wild card?
Yeah, we're second in the wild card. Right now we're in the race for the National League pennant, which we're probably not gonna get if they're playing the way they've been playing. They're playing like ass. Fucking, I don't know, like games going on right now. Right now we're beating the Dodgers, but so far, the past three games, we haven't. Last night, I thought we were going to pull it out because they hit a grand slam and took the lead. And then they scored a couple more, and then like the eighth inning rolled around, they just let the Dodgers beat up on us. They came back to win like 14-7. I was like, Jesus.
You know, the old Royals, you know, they're a top.
Seeing that they won the past couple of games.
Yeah, they're a top contender, you know. Not. I know they've been winning, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, the games that really don't matter.
Yeah, it's like you should have just
this point.
Yeah, you should have just kept losing so we could try and get the number one, you know, draft pick, but no, we gotta, when Baltimore comes to town, we gotta sweep them. Fucking
really,
shit.
Baltimore, right? Baltimore's the worst team in the MLB right now.
I know. That's who we were going back and forth with them, and then they came to town, and we fucking swept them. I'm like, well, that's all there is to it. Now they're fucking an extra six games fucking behind us. And three losses for them. Counts towards that, and then three wins for us makes us go up. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, right now, I've just been wanting fucking Milwaukee to just start losing because they're like two and a half games, three games or so in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappointing. They got better after they picked up Moose.
So that's really about it. You know, of course, everybody here is pissed off about that. And I'm like, man, I tried fucking telling you guys at the beginning of the season this is what was going to happen. You think after Gordo's contract is up that he's still going to play? No.
Why not? The dude's
ass out. If nobody wants him, they'll just fucking – they're not going to re-sign him. He will be jobless. And fucking – Escobar is going to end up being the same way because he's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I thought we were doing well there for a little bit, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. Dexter Fowler, yeah. He got injured. Colton Wong, he got injured. Jose Martinez, we put him as a closing pitcher now for some fucking reason, and we brought up Ponce de Leon from the minors. He's a starting pitcher. I mean, he's not that bad, but I thought Martinez was a lot better. I think Ponce de Leon should have been the closing pitcher, and Martinez should have stayed starting. But, God, Martinez is I don't know what he is this year. He has just been getting hurt left and right. Like, it's not like major injuries. He's just been like thrown out of shoulder and shit. So he's been like on the 10-day DL and reassigned to like the minors for a couple games to get his groove back, and then we'd bring him back and fucking shit.
Re-injured again.
And then we got rid of fuck, I forgot his name. We got rid of someone. One of Brand's favorite players. We brought back one of Nanon's favorite players. We brought back I forgot his name.
Adams.
Yeah. Matt Adams. Or Big City, or whatever the fuck anyone wants to call him.
I just know that Nanon's favorite player is Matt Adams. So that's...
Oh, Tommy Pham, that's who we got rid of. He was a outfielder. Or no, he wasn't. He was an infielder. Fowler's the outfielder.
I just don't understand why we keep doing deals with the Brewers. Like, is that all we're fucking worth? Like,
hey, the Brewers are first in the wild card right now.
First in the fucking wild card, okay? They're not, like, first overall.
Oh, yeah, that'd be Boston right now.
Did you see...
I wouldn't mind seeing... the Mariners in the World Series this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing pretty good, too. They've been ripping it up.
Hey, I wanted to ask, maybe you know. Does the, you know the old guy, the Marlins man that does all the traveling, goes all to the...
Oh, yeah. Marlins man. Yeah, I know him. He's been everywhere. He was just in Kansas.
Does he have a son that goes to games, too?
I don't know, to be honest. I've never seen pictures on Twitter with him.
Because the rich one that goes to all the World Series games, that's an old guy, right?
Yeah, he's a lawyer or something.
We seen a guy the other night, me and Dad were there. We seen a guy who was probably, I don't know, in his mid-30s, if I had to guess, all decked out in the Marlins gear and had Marlins man on the back. And I was wondering, I was like, it's like maybe it's just another random guy, or maybe it's like that guy's son or something. You know, I don't know.
You might have gone to the game that Marlins man went to. I mean, he was at that game.
No, this was a younger guy.
What?
It wasn't the old guy.
I'll have to look on Twitter.
I don't know.
I have to look on Twitter.
But did you see your boy lost today? Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of that game. And then I went to Costco.
Butt-fucked him today. I'm not going to lie. I kind of enjoyed it. It was kind of nice to see Brady lose.
Did Cleveland win today?
No, they ended up losing, but it was still really close. They ended up...
I know they won the
first
game.
No, they tied. Yeah, they tied Pittsburgh 21s. And then they lost today barely 21-18. So already with one tie, they're doing better than they did last season, you know. And if they can hold the Saints to 21 points, you know, that's pretty damn good. Because normally the Saints run the fucking score up.
Who do you think's going to be in the Super Bowl this year?
I was just talking to Saint about that last night. I told him, I was like, listen, bud, you heard it here first. Jags and the Rams, and the Jags win it.
I was actually getting ready to say that. I was like, I think the Rams might go to the Super Bowl this year.
Because if Carson Wentz doesn't get healthy soon, the Eagles are not going.
Yeah, I thought he was going to play today, to be honest, but because everyone like on the sports networks and shit were speculating that he'd be back, you know, this week. But
I mean, they lost to fucking Tampa Bay today. And Tampa Bay doesn't even have their starting quarterback. He's fucking suspended. James Winston, yeah, he's suspended for 4 games, I think.
I saw that, what's his name, service enough, Fitzgerald was quarterback today.
Do what?
I saw that Fitzgerald was a quarterback today.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking garbage, dude. And this is that shit that I was talking about, you know, how everyone thought that because, they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, well, maybe they should start him and da-da-da-da-da. I kept telling everybody, no, regular season Nick Foles is fucking garbage. And look what's happening. He fucking sucks.
Yeah, I thought about tweeting on to him today. Like, maybe you should have just went straight to being a pastor after the Super Bowl.
Maybe you should have just went on to preach and touch little boys.
Whatever he said he was going to do after the Super Bowl. Retired.
But... oh, man, I think the Rams got the NFC this year. They look fucking amazing. I mean, you know, they played the Cardinals today, and Arizona sucks, too. But they did beat them 34-0. That's still pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Did you see the Chiefs?
Yeah, I watched the end of it because Grandpa was watching it.
First.
Who were y'all playing again today?
The Steelers. We beat them 47 to – or no, not 47. 42-37. First time the Chiefs have beaten the Steelers in Pittsburgh since like 1986 or some shit like that.
Yeah, my uncle – I flew there last night to catch the game today.
That's fucking cool. That would have been awesome.
It was a really high-scoring game I saw, so it must have been a really good game.
There just wasn't much defense.
But I ended up watching the end of it because I don't really sit down and watch football anymore. I just kind of chill. But whenever you come up here, if you ever come up here, just let me know ahead of time and I can get some shit set up for us to go do stuff like we'll go on the Budweiser tour. I went on that last month and it was pretty cool. Get free beer at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really feel like drinking Bud Light or Budweiser or Busch or anything like that, so I settled for a Stella.
Stella Artois.
Yeah, it was a cider one too. It was really good.
I tell you, I ordered me and old girl Busch Latte shirts.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know how I told you, like, Busch Light is actually putting Busch Latte on their cans.
I didn't know.
Well, they're actually putting Busch Latte on their shirts for the fall. They get like festive and shit. And I ordered us some shirts. Mine just has a shirt pocket on the front and then the big logo on back. And then hers is just, it's a white shirt and it's got a little logo on front. And then on the back, it says, "Why get a venti when you can get a six pack?" And it's got a six pack of Busch Latte.
That's nice. Awesome. All right, just give me 1 second. I need to go grab another coal. All right, I'm back. But today, I went to Costco.
Hold on a second.
All right. So are you cooking a meal or something? Ooh, what you cooking?
I am cooking mozzarella sticks.
How are you going?
Because I just really felt like having mozzarella sticks.
Fair enough.
They're the just the ones you do in the oven, the TGI Fridays ones.
Ooh, yummy. We have a TGI Fridays here.
Well, I want TGI Fridays. I haven't had TGI Fridays in so fucking long.
Well, it's because they keep closing everywhere.
Yeah. I know. Fuck. So,
well, we have one here.
TGI Fridays has the best appetizers of all time.
Yeah, that too. They also have their Jack Daniels sauces and stuff, like and steaks and stuff.
Oh, man.
But I have one like 10 minutes away from where I live. But anyways, went to Costco today. Mm-hmm. I spent $54 there, okay? Mm-hmm. I got waters for work. I got a 40-pack of waters for $3. I got Gatorade for work. I got 35-pack for like $16.
Yeah.
I got a 38-pack of Sunny D's.
Oh God, I'm jealous.
For like $12.
Oh my God, I need that.
And then I bought a 36-pack of Pepsi cans for $10. Oh. And then I bought a huge container of pulled pork, barbecue pulled pork. It was like $16 or something like that. It's gonna last that. That thing of pulled pork's gonna last me like a week for lunches.
Nice. You know what I take for lunch?
What do you take for lunch?
I throw in, well, first, I buy Powerade or Gatorade or whatever. I usually just get like the 8-packs at Walmart. I just throw one in there for every day. And then once it's gone, I refill it with water. I get myself an energy drink, put that in there, and, you know, whatever I got, Cherry Coke, Cherry Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper, you know, whatever. Take one of those. I'll take Pop-Tart and a couple of granola bars for my morning break. And then for lunch, my man, want a little bag of chips and a fucking Lunchable. Keep you feeling young, my man. Make you feel like a kid again.
Is it the pizza ones?
No, because I don't like eating them cold.
Oh, I like the pizza ones.
I don't want to walk down from the fourth floor down to the first floor to use the fucking microwave. That's too much.
Yeah. That's doing too much. Lately, I've been taking chicken salad. Granola clusters. Honey roasted granola clusters.
I usually don't take my leftovers with me, like, cause you know, she works nights, so like, whenever she's here, you know, sometimes she'll cook or we'll go out or get whatever, and then like on the nights that she's gone, at work is when like I'll eat my leftovers then.
Well, yeah. I have
to get myself new shit.
Yeah. I don't really tend to take leftovers. It's like I just pre-make everything. Sorry, but like grandma makes this chicken salad stuff and I just love it.
Yeah. You know what's fucking awesome?
Do what?
I said, you know what's fucking awesome? For the first time in my life, I'm only about 4 minutes away from a Fazoli's. And you know I love Fazoli's, man. I eat that shit at least once a week.
Yeah. Well, we have one of those. It's like right next to the TGI Fridays, too.
Yeah. Great child there.
Yeah, Leland's down for the weekend.
That doesn't surprise me.
Andon's coming next weekend.
My God, I think that might be worse.
And I'll barely see him because I have to work.
Yeah.
Been trying to get mom to come up, but I mean, she's just been not wanting to come up here. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, fine, whatever. You know where I went the other night?
Where'd you go?
So Friday, I got done with work, and she's, you know, she's working that night. And I was tired, but not like I want to go to bed tired, you know, just like tired. I want to chill. So I, because I haven't been there in so long, went up to Sinbad's and just chilled by myself. Took the laptop, watched the new Jack Reacher movie. That was like 2 hours long. And then, you know, after it was done, it was like 9:30. I was like, yeah, it's about bedtime.
Went home. Must be nice. Only living like 20 minutes away from there.
Oh, it is. It's fucking great.
I went to, that's what I was doing last night. I went to Cloud Nine by myself. Just kind of chilled.
All I got to do is hop on. You know, I'm literally right next to 49 and 71. So hop on 71 North, take that to 39th Street, which is, you know, 10 minutes down the road, and then fucking, you know, once you get onto 39th Street, you know, it takes forever to get over there to Broadway because there's like a million fucking stoplights.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Hate that shit. Drives me up a wall.
Yeah, but... mine's like a 10-minute drive. It's got to hop on 94 to Mid-Rivers. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on if I hit all the stoplights or not. If I hit all the stoplights, it could be like 20 minutes.
You know you're going to at least... You know, if I do go end up working... Columbia, while I'm working there, one of those days, bud, you gotta get a Saturday off. We'll go to a fucking Mizzou game.
If you work there during the week, I can go. I mean,
no, we gotta go to a Mizzou game. Saturday. Oh, yeah. You gotta get that motherfucker off.
I probably won't be able to make a Mizzou game until like December or something.
Here, you gotta, or make, you gotta get that
game during off. November while I'm on my shutdown. Or in January.
And it's
because my Thanksgiving shut down off the day before Thanksgiving until, I don't know, like the Monday after or something like that. And then Christmas shutdown is December 22nd to January 7th. Get paid the whole time. Nice.
I think at some point this season, you're going to have to make fucking a trip. Maybe while you're on that shutdown in November, you come and stay here. Like, you know, come on Friday or Saturday night or something, and we'll go to the fucking Chiefs game the next day. We'll go on the fucking...
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you want to go to a Blues game.
I mean, I would love to. I just got to know when.
Probably won't be until December, to be honest. Because I have, right now, as it is, I have four tickets right now to go see the Blues and Sabres on December 27th. Yeah. I could pick up an extra two if you and your girl wanted to go. Or if you just want to go, I'll pick up another one.
So I could definitely go. I don't know about her, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what day that is.
I can find out real quick.
If it's a weekday, I believe it's on a, happen.
I believe it's on a Friday.
I might be able to make that work. I can make that swing. Just tell them I'm not working Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to work Saturday if I don't want to.
Well, right now, I'm required to work Saturday for mandatory overtime. Where's my fucking calendar at? I hate this thing. Let's see here. What month am I in now? What month is this? December 27th. Is that? No, it's on a Thursday. I mean, it's also 2 days after Christmas. Are we going to make you guys work that week?
Yeah, I guarantee it. Unless we are unable to because of weather or something, you know.
Huh?
Unless we are unable to because of weather or something, I guarantee we work.
Yeah.
It's the way they're making it sound. You know how in the last year the company I was working for, you know, that basically after Christmas I was done. But this, you know, this company I'm with, they're saying, you know, man, if we can work, weather permitting, we're going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
No matter how fucking cold it is.
Well, that's good. At least they're working you and not, you know, laying you off right after the holidays.
I mean, eventually everyone will get laid off, you know? I mean, it'll probably happen. But they're making it sound like when it does happen, I'll be one of the first guys to come back.
Well, if something happens, I can always get you a job where I'm at. I'm buying a house in January so you can stay with me.
Look, I could find labor work in St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this company is really good to work for. I like the union that we have here. I mean, they have something going on like every weekend.
Do what?
So I like the union I'm in right now because they have something going on like every weekend.
Yeah.
But, Sunday they're having a poker run for SOS, for the Support Our Soldiers.
Yeah.
It's to raise money for the train the dogs that they give soldiers for like PTSD and stuff like that, or if they like
Warrior's Best Friend
disability
yeah.
or something. And the first, second, third place is cash prizes, and it's sponsored by Harley Davidson. So it's gonna be Harley Davidson venues there. It's gonna be a cupcake truck there, nice. Live band, free food, everything's free. You know, drawings, raffles. I'll send you a flyer if you wanted to come up, but
maybe. I mean, you know, I could do it. It's just. It depends on, you know, what day, you know, or what I got going on.
Yeah, well, it's on Sunday. That's when we mostly do all our union stuff because no one works on Sundays.
Yeah. Fuck, I'd rather them work me. I'd rather them work me Sunday than Saturday.
Do what?
So I'd rather them work me Sunday than Saturday.
Yeah, me too. It'd be double time.
Mm-hmm. Good shit, bud.
Yeah, I'm working Election Day. They classify that as a holiday, so I'll be making double time that day.
Do you know what you're going to top out at when you hit full scale?
As it is right now, I think it's like 22 an hour until I get hired on full time.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get hired on full time, it just doesn't stop.
Pretty good.
Like there's full-time guys there working in like a body shop or paint or chassis or trim. I've talked to a guy in trim that has been working there 30 years and he was full-time and we got into a discussion about pay wages and he said he's making a little over $60 an hour right now.
Damn.
Just to work on a freaking line. And then if you get a skilled trade, I mean, you just get paid even more.
I've been told multiple times by our head carpenter foreman out on this job that once I make it through my apprenticeship and I learn everything that I need to, that I'm going to be a fucking labor foreman.
Yeah.
He tells me that at least once a week.
Well, that's good. At least he has, like, he sees something in you.
Well, that, and I think that he's trying to butter me up now so when the time comes, because they're looking for new foremen now because a bunch of them are getting old and get ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to butter up some of us young guys now, the ones that they like, so that they don't throw it on us in a few years and, you know, we don't turn it down.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't turn it down, but because, I mean, yeah, you make more, and sometimes it's good to be in charge, but most of the time, man, it's just a fucking headache.
Oh, yeah, you're there to take all the heat, too. When
yeah,
you
I mean, stuff, yeah, yeah, pretty fucking much.
Mozzarella sticks done?
Oh, yeah, son. I was just about
that to sound good.
I was just about to say, I'm probably gonna let you go and eat this shit and probably go to bed.
Fair enough.
I realize this wasn't much of a good episode, but, you know, fuck anybody that doesn't care, because this is a good catch-up for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you hear that? You
covered a lot of stuff.
You fucking cucks. We don't care what you think. You either like it or you don't. Sometimes we just want to talk about our lives.
Lives are fun.
Yeah. Well, just,
or whatever. We'll try to. Let me know if you're coming to Columbia.
Yeah. Hey, hopefully, and, hopefully I'll know this week.
Or figure something out for you to come down here.
Yeah. So. All right, brother. I'll shoot you a text.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.